This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice, featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Drew Madden, the managing partner at Evergreen Healthcare Partners, providing industry-leading healthcare IT expertise to their partners across the country. Mr. Madden, a pleasure to have you today on the program.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate you having me.
And certainly our pleasure. So, Mr. Madden, for starters, tell me about yourself and Evergreen Healthcare Partners to kick things off today.
Yeah, you bet. So I am a healthcare IT professional of about 15 years, married to my wife for that same amount of time, 15 years. We live in Madison, Wisconsin, have two kids, and I've spent pretty much my entire professional career working in the healthcare and healthcare IT space, specifically working with electronic medical records, trying to digitize and streamline processes within hospitals and healthcare organizations. And on the Evergreen Healthcare Partners front, Evergreen is a relatively new company. We, myself and three other co-founders, started Evergreen about 9 months ago. Collectively, the four of us come from diverse but some similar backgrounds within the healthcare space. And our goal as a company is to grow and be known as a healthcare consulting company. So not just specific to healthcare IT, but really all things healthcare consulting. In our space, healthcare IT plays a large component of that as more and more healthcare organizations are moving everything to a digital or electronic medical record experience. However, within our healthcare system, there are also really big needs in the operational side of things. So really mapping out how things are done, how information and patients move throughout the system, financial consulting, in addition to leadership, advisory, and change management consulting. So it's a tall order, but one thing that is widely publicized is the amount of money that we spend in the country on healthcare. We spend more than any other country, and we don't necessarily get results in this country that merit the spend. And so the goal of our company and lots of others is to streamline and improve on that efficiency so that we can deliver better outcomes to patients at a lower cost.
Low cost is good. Very good. Now, tell us, how did you start the company? Get into some of those details, if you would.
Yeah, you bet. Well, if I may, maybe I'll take you back all the way to the beginning of my career. So I started my career at Cerner Corporation. I always tell folks like my parents that aren't in the healthcare industry that if you make a soft drink analogy, Cerner would be like Pepsi, and the other big competitor in the space, the Coca-Cola equivalent, would be Epic. And so Cerner and Epic are two of the larger EMR players in the space. I started my career at Cerner. Two of the other co-founders that I met along the way started their careers at Epic, and our fourth co-founder has a background in the electronic claims processing side of the house, so sort of the insurance and payer space. I met them all through mutual friends, had sort of put the word out after my time at Nordic Consulting, had put the word out that I wanted to start a services-based healthcare consulting company. And for me, the key ingredient to that is actually sort of culture and personality fit first, and knowledge and expertise second. And as I met these three other folks who didn't know, none of the three knew each other, but started to meet with them and talk about goals, and saw a lot of synergy between the four of us. And so we went ahead. I always tell people we showed up in a room on July 10th and pretended like we had a company until we really did. About 9 months later today, we have 26 employees. We're working with 12 healthcare systems across the country. Pretty excited about the initial growth of the company, and are excited to continue that momentum into the future.
No doubt there. Today we're joined by Drew Madden, the managing partner at Evergreen Healthcare Partners here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Mr. Madden, what are the key trends that you're seeing happening right now in healthcare IT?
Yeah, two things are rapidly emerging within healthcare IT. I think one easy analogy to make for folks is that if you look at a technology adoption, often healthcare lags behind other industries such as manufacturing or finance. And good examples of that, probably 10 years ago in the early to mid or mid to late 2000s, an emerging trend in healthcare IT was bedside barcoding of medication. So a nurse would scan a medication, scan a patient wristband, and get a confirmation that they were delivering the right medication to the right patient at the right time and the right dose. If you think about that from a manufacturing perspective, I always tell people that grocery stores have been barcoding boxes of Cheerios probably since the 80s, maybe even earlier. And so it's not the case that healthcare is intentionally delayed just for the heck of it. The patients' lives are at stake in healthcare as opposed to boxes of Cheerios being at stake. And so it is important that we in healthcare do things right and take the time to make sure things will be correct because of the patients being, the patient and their safety being at stake. So fast forward to today, two trends that are rapidly emerging in healthcare that people can probably relate to in their daily lives. One would be interoperability, and the second would be sort of patient experience or the consumer-facing experience within healthcare. So to start with interoperability, what that means for us in the healthcare space is the ability to have access to a patient's record across systems. Years ago, and sometimes in cases still today, patient information and the healthcare information of that patient is very siloed. So you can have a patient encounter. You can have an encounter, for instance, for me here in Madison, Wisconsin. And if we're on vacation in San Diego, California, the availability and accessibility of that information, it's there. It can be seen, but it's not always readily available or accessible. I talk with friends outside the industry about, imagine a world where you could only book a United Airlines flight if you were using Internet Explorer, and you could only book an American Airlines flight if you were using Google Chrome. It would seem weird to us that you couldn't get both airline tickets booked on the same internet browser. And in today's world, the patient information that providers need is not always accessible between different types of systems. I think inevitably, not only because of the end user, the clinician demand for that and the patient demand, but even from a government perspective, we're seeing increased pressure to make these records and these healthcare systems more interoperable. That takes a lot of work, and that's certainly something that we focus on at Evergreen Healthcare Partners to be able to extend that information outside of the walls of the health system and outside really the walls of the electronic medical record. The second thing that I discussed was that we see as an emerging trend is the patient experience or sort of the consumer-facing experience. And good examples of that are, with the increase of the Apple App Store and everything becoming an app, easy to use, easy to figure out. I have an 8 and a 6-year-old, and they can unlock my phone and usually get to the apps that they want on my phone or my iPad. And yet, a lot of times, healthcare, the way we interact with healthcare isn't that easy. So you think of everything from finding a physician or a provider that you want to go to. It's a lot easier to tell what good restaurants are near you than it is what good healthcare organizations are near you. The Yelp is as an example of a great way to find a good restaurant. It's not quite as easy. It just seems clunkier to find out what different healthcare options are out there. Another good example is as you look at the insurance market, I think we all know that we pay something for insurance, Most people in America don't know how much they actually pay for insurance. They know what their portion is, but they don't know what their employer provides, and they don't have a very comprehensive view of how much their copay is, what they're getting for what they pay, what other options are out there, and how they compare. There are numerous case studies of, for example, a knee replacement surgery at three different organizations, even within a big city. On one side of town, it could cost $30,000, and on another side of town, it could cost $70,000. And there's no real difference in quality or ability to see that. And so I think as we in healthcare and healthcare IT continue to gather all of this patient data and outcomes data, the ability to push that to the consumer, who is ultimately empowered to make those decisions, will be something that continues to increase and grow probably over the next couple of decades. Again, the Amazon-like experience of being able to get something from your phone with a few clicks or a few swipes, to be able to read about it, understand it, and get it accessible, delivered to you, that type of thing is certainly a trend that a lot of healthcare experts see moving into the healthcare space.
Also, tell us what differentiates Evergreen within the healthcare consulting industry.
Yeah, I think probably two things would come to mind. Number one, we certainly believe in a people first and people focused approach. A good example of that, the reality with healthcare software is it's by and large the same software. You can have healthcare organizations across the country that have the exact same Cerner software or Epic software, and oftentimes there are very different outcomes in those healthcare organizations. The reality is that the software, the code itself is the exact same. The difference is the people that are delivering that patient care experience, but also the people that are implementing the software. That comes down to their experience with it, their ability to interact cross-functionally within teams, their ability to do true consulting, which is advising and mentoring. And so as we build our team, we really look for those people that are difference makers within healthcare, because it's got to start there. It's not something that software alone is going to – it's not a problem that will be solved by software alone. And then secondly, I think our vision in terms of the solutions we provide, we have a conversation with lots of folks as they ask what solutions we provide. And we have a core set of things we know we're going to do, but we're also very engaged with our healthcare partners across the country and often collaborate on ideas that become solutions themselves. And so I think that is a differentiator. I think we'd be in trouble as a company if we relied only on myself and the other managing partners to come up with all of the solutions and offerings that are needed to help transform healthcare. That's not how we approach it. We really want to partner with our clients and have them be a part of that discussion as we create and innovate solutions that will help them succeed.
Well, Mr. Madden, it certainly has been good to have had you, and we thank you for what you're doing through Evergreen to make healthcare a better place. So where can listeners get all the details on Evergreen online, and how could also listeners be in touch?
Yeah, you've got to stretch out your fingers first, as it's a rather long URL, but it's www.evergreenhealthcarepartners.com. You can also follow us on LinkedIn. I appreciate you having us on, and thanks for the time.
And you're more than welcome. And thanks again for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thanks a lot.
We've been speaking with Mr. Drew Madden, the managing partner at Evergreen Healthcare Partners, providing industry leading healthcare IT expertise to their partners across the country. And for further details, visit evergreenhealthcarepartners.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.